KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today, a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, recently announced that Republican Representative Jack Drake from Griswold will serve as the chairman of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Budget Committee. Drake is an experienced leader who will work to control government spending while also funding Iowans' agriculture priorities, according to Paulson. Drake was also appointed to the Agriculture Appropriations, State Government, and International Relations Committees. The legislative session begins January 12th. Police in Creston Monday arrested a woman from Adams County on a Union County warrant for a probation violation. Authorities say 30-year-old Tara Ann Squibb of Corning was arrested at around 9:40 p.m. and was being held in the Ringgold County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Six people were arrested in Mills County over the past few days. The sheriff's office said Monday 45-year-old Mark Douglas Bergren of Red Oak was arrested early Monday morning on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Bergren's bond was set at $300. Sunday morning, 67-year-old James Alfred McConkie of Malvern was arrested for fifth-degree theft. His bond was also set at $300. Saturday night, 24-year-old Clinton James Durfee of Pacific Junction was arrested in Mills County for public intoxication and fourth-degree criminal mischief. His bond was set at $1,300. And three people were arrested last Friday. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says 33-year-old Jared Keith Perkins of Pacific Junction was arrested on a warrant for failure to serve jail time on an OWI charge. His bond was set at $5,000. 56-year-old Earl Eugene Gordon of Malvern was arrested Friday evening on a warrant for sexual abuse in the second degree and lascivious acts with a child. His bond was set at $35,000. And 18-year-old Jonathan Robert Sibbett of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office at around 6 p.m. Friday on a warrant for burglary in the third and theft in the fifth degrees. His bond was set at $2,800. Sheriff's officials in Union County say no injuries were reported following a rollover accident early Sunday morning. That happened around 1:20 a.m. when 25-year-old Lucas John Smith of Maryville, Missouri, fell asleep at the wheel of the 2007 Ford F-150 he was driving. The pickup left eastbound Highway 34 as it was about to enter a curve at about mile marker 79 and went into the east ditch where it rolled over and came to rest on its driver's side. The vehicle sustained $8,000 damage. There were no citations issued. Elsewhere in area news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and Cass County Health System on Sunday presented the Angel of Christmas Award, a surprise honor bestowed upon a community member who symbolizes the true Christmas spirit. This year, the winner was Steve Livengood, who was nominated by several community members for his service to the Atlantic area. Chamber officials say Livengood was the lifeblood behind the Cass County Honor Flight, with countless hours devoted to organizing and planning 150 local veterans' first-class trip to Washington, D.C., to allow them to visit and reflect at the memorials. When the logistics of his trip hit a snag, Livengood found a way to fix it each and every time. The Chamber says Steve Livengood is the true meaning of the season, always spreading his generosity today and every day. He hand-built a oak chair for Santa and his visitors at the Atlantic City Park. Livengood serves many hours at the Armory and coordinates the Salvation Army Bell Ringer program. The Chamber says his joyful and generous spirit light up the people he passes each day. And one of the people who nominated him for the award says, "I can think of no other that has his commitment to Atlantic and its citizens." The Angels are nominated by written letters of recommendation to the Atlantic Area Chamber. The presentation happens in front of a large audience at the annual free holiday concert that's hosted at the First United Methodist Church and sponsored by Bonnison's 5 and 10. The mayor of Council Bluff says he's willing to lead a discussion on funding for new Christmas lights downtown. Mayor Matt Walsh says he's been receiving complaints about the quality and quantity of Christmas lights. He says that over time, some have burned out. Walsh says the holiday lights were bought by businesses and interested residents and not by the city. The decorations aren't in the city's general budget, and he says that he's unsure if they should be. He says the lights are expensive to buy and store. Woodbury County authorities are investigating the mysterious death of 17 head of cattle this weekend. Lieutenant Charles Hertz of the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office says the cattle were discovered by a creek near Lawton at around 1:30 p.m. Saturday.
A cattle owner was checking on his cattle, and he discovered that 17 of his cattle were in the creek, and they were all dead. There was an additional 13 head of cattle that were in the same area that appeared to be just fine.
Hertz says there were no marks on the animals or anything else to indicate why they died.
We had checked the crick to determine if there were any other deaths associated with these cattle. And we could not determine anything. There were no fish that were killed. There were no other livestock or animals in the area that had been killed. The state vet did an autopsy, a field autopsy, at the scene, and there was nothing readily apparent.
He says the county emergency manager also took water samples
and found everything to be in normal parameters, and these samples are going to be forwarded to Storm Lake to have further tests done on them. The state vet also took samples of these animals, and there will be further tests conducted.
Hurd says there are no indications of criminal activity as they continue to investigate looking for the cause of the death of those animals. Trial has begun for a Georgia man charged with killing his former roommate in Iowa. The Fort Dodge Messenger reports jury selection began Monday morning in the trial of 55-year-old John Green. Green faces a first-degree murder charge in connection with the death of Mark Kester of Sac City. Green has pleaded not guilty. Custer's skeletal remains were found buried in the basement of his house in 2012. The new homeowners found them while renovating the basement. Green, who briefly lived with Custer in 2009, was arrested in March. The trial was moved from Sac City to Fort Dodge after Green's attorney said pretrial publicity would make it impossible for Green to receive a fair trial. And most employers in Iowa are optimistic about their hiring plans for the first 3 months of 2015. That's according to the Manpower Employment Outlook Survey released today. Manpower spokesperson Karen Miller said 73% of Iowa companies surveyed anticipate maintaining current staffing levels between January and March, while 21% expect to add employees. And that's good news for a net employment outlook of 16%, doubling the results of the survey conducted for the first quarter of 2014.
Last year at this time, we were only looking at an 8% net employment outlook. And this year, Q1 2015, we're looking at a 16% employment outlook.
The companies that take part in the Manpower survey had been holding steady on their hiring plans for quite some time now.
I think this is our third year running. We've got about 12 straight quarters of really solid hiring within the state of Iowa. Throughout the state, job prospects appear to be the best in our construction and the durable goods manufacturing and non-durable goods manufacturing as well.
Of the more than 18,000 employers that were surveyed in the U.S., Manpower found 19% expect to add to their workforces, while 6% expect a decline in their payrolls between October and December. A net employment outlook nationwide is 16%, and that's the same as Iowa's Q1 figure. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.